this is a really positive story. A group of Melbourne cheerleaders have beaten the odds and COVID lockdowns to take the top prize in an international competition. The Southern Cross Lady Rain Group won the International All-Girl Level 5 Division. The competition was supposed to take place at Disney World in Florida, but instead of travelling, the group had to train via Zoom and perform their routine to the judges online. Caitlin Dager has been a member of the team for 5 years. She's also a full-time student studying law and psychology at La Trobe. And Sam Hunt is one of the team's coaches. Caitlin and Sam, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Caitlin, yeah, good morning, thank you.
Good morning. Caitlin, can I begin with you? What attracted you to cheerleading?
I've always been an acrobatic sports person. I've been doing gymnastics since I was about 2. And then when I started university, I thought it would be a great way to make friends. Never thought I'd end up where I am now.
How big is the sport in Australia, do you think?
Oh, gosh, there's quite a few teams and clubs across Australia, but we are kind of the second quickest growing sport at the moment, I'm told. But compared to the US and Canada, we're still a little fish in a big pond.
And I think a lot of people here in Australia may have seen that documentary on Netflix called Cheer, which was looking at a competitive cheerleading team in America. And it doesn't take many minutes of watching that to realise that it is incredibly skilled and incredibly dangerous, some of the moves that they're doing. Sam, as a coach, how elaborate are some of these routines?
It's down to the little minute detail of the routine that needs to be watched to make sure everyone is safe and doing the correct thing. And that documentary portrays the sport very well and what we go through as coaches, athletes, and cheer programs to make sure that we're keeping our athletes safe while performing the hardest skill possible.
And Sam, for people who aren't familiar with cheerleading, give us a bit of a sense of the team. So there are some people who are tumblers and other people really get thrown up into the air as well. Is that right?
Yeah, you've done your research. Awesome. Yeah, the sport consists of bases that hold the athlete in the air, and then also the athlete, as we call the flyer or top girl, in the air. And then we have people that specifically tumble that do flips all around the routine. But even at one point in the routine, everyone is required to be doing something. There is a section we call the pyramid section where we physically stack people on top of people. And most likely everyone has a role in that particular area that requires them working together, where some of the routine you'll have a little bit more individual parts to it. But other than that, again, if you have one person doing the wrong thing, it could mess the flow of the whole routine up. But overall, it requires everybody to perform exactly what they're required to do to make the routine possible.
And Caitlin, the flyers who are thrown into the air, how high do they go?
Oh, they go pretty high. There has been a couple of odd incidents at competitions where the photographers haven't realised how high they're going and they have cut them off from the top half. Sometimes it can be in our level, there's this thing called a basket where we literally load people onto our hands and there's about 3 or 4 people underneath them and we launch them up free into the air and they do some kicks and twists and then we have to catch them. And it's multiple metres often.
So this was going to be an amazing trip to the United States to compete. What were the complications of trying to do this training in lockdown and also then having to do your presentation on Zoom? How tricky was that, Sam?
Look, like the whole idea of going to Worlds in Orlando, Florida, is what makes you want to be the top cheerleader in the top program. And then getting it axed last year was a real big heartbreak for some of our athletes and just some of the programs around the world. And America being able to compete the next year, where we still were undecided if we were going to have a season in Australia, and then having to switch to online. Everything nowadays is going online, and so it's kind of in the norm, but at the same time, you're used to being the cheerleader that performs in front of a crowd. That's exactly why a cheerleader was invented, to get the crowd to be hyped up for the game, for the performer, or for whatever's going on. But knowing the fact that we're still doing our job regardless of how many people are watching was the reason behind the fact that these amazing women put together this beautiful routine.
It's extraordinary to reach this high level and then to overcome all of those obstacles and then to come through so well. Sam and Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Caitlin Dagher, a member of the award-winning Southern Cross Lady Rain squad, and Sam Hahn is one of the team's coaches. And even if you don't think you're into cheerleading, check out that documentary series on Netflix called Cheer. It is bone-crunching. It's quite extraordinary, the level of skill and danger of these athletes who are competing in that sport in the United States and now here at home in Australia.